Sonny, could you tell the story of why you chose to play another kind of music?
This music is an attempt to get them to reach for the unknown, not knowing what they're going to get. But whatever it would be, it wouldn't be as bad as what they already have. Because what they have always ends up into something that's bad. And you have to judge a tree by the fruit. And when you look at the world today, then of course, the seeds that have been planted have brought forth something that's not too good for people. It's not suitable. So then having this sort of spirit or this sort of mind, well, I've always been terribly dissatisfied with the planet. Not with governments or anything like that. Men need government, but the governments, it's not the governments that's to blame, but the men there are just men. They don't know too much. They might go to school and learn things, but then the schools are limited because a lot of things that educators haven't touched upon, they're just getting around to psychic things now. There are a lot of things that are of great value to people that haven't been touched upon. Now, the music is what can do it, because the music is a universal language. It's also a pure language, because whereas men can speak words, make mistakes, they can tell some lies, and they so well put together and sound so pleasant, you might think it's the truth. It's something to say that something can be done about a planet like this, but you see it's getting worse and worse. They say that darkest hour before dawn, it must be near dawn for this planet, because it's bad everywhere you go. It's bad for people. It's also bad for leaders. And if something isn't done, leaders are going to strike on people, because leaders are getting deposed, assassinated, and all that. After a while, leaders will get together and have a government of the leaders, for the leaders, by the leaders. That's the next thing that might happen to this planet. A government of the governments, for the governments, by the governments. They tried the people, but leaders have to be given some consideration. It's very difficult to even think about governing a man. They all got their own ideas about what should be. It makes it very difficult for somebody in human form to try to lead people. And the people don't realize, if they just take a good look at themselves, they're not such a good bargain for being models of righteousness either. But if they had some kind of consideration for the leaders and show some consideration for each other, maybe leaders would be taught how to treat people. But then unfortunately, people mistreat each other. They don't give leaders an example of how they should be treated. They shoot each other. They cut each other. They hate each other. They curse at each other. That's a bad example for people to set for leaders who see that and might get a very bad impression about people, not even want to lead them or do anything for them because they're so bad. Well, then when it comes down to people really facing the truth, that would be the day. It's possible that music in a pure form can help people to see themselves as they are. And then it can help them to see themselves as they should be. When they can see themselves as they should be and see themselves as they are, something can happen. This music is like a mirror. You keep on listening to it and you can see something. You can see your altar self. You can see beyond tomorrow. You can discard the future. I'm talking about things like that because who needs a future that's bad? So I would say that if the future's bad for people, they should discard it and get them an alter future, which is what I'm talking about on a mathematical thing. Plan that two, everything is done by mathematics, so if you can develop an atomic bomb, I'm sure you can develop an alter destiny.